Welcome back to the Grace Undeserved podcast. This is Gretchen Carrasco. I want to share with you some things that have been on my heart and mind. I wanted to record and publish an episode yesterday on World Mental Health Day, and I didn't get to do that. Things came up, and my husband and I and our kiddos and mother-in-law went and looked at a house, and beautiful home. So we're thinking about if it's the right place for us or not. Some huge decisions are going to have to be made, and lots of lots of things to have to do and consider. And we've been prayerful and really trying to turn to the Lord and make Him a part of this, as I always have with moving. That's a major decision and taking to account a lot of different things and listening to our kiddos and their desires and their thoughts and feelings. And my mother-in-law will be moving in with us, and we'll see if this is the right house or not. However, I know the Lord will guide and direct us, and He also wants us to have joy in our lives, and really cares about the desires of our heart. It's probably about a week and a half ago, I guess coming up on Thursday, it'll be 2 weeks, that I spoke with two of my uncles, and then ultimately my father as well was on that phone call. I've been wanting to talk about my grandfather's life and my life kind of growing up, and my dad's father ended his life a year before I was born, and he had lots of struggles, and I've wanted to share this for a long time, and I wanted to be able to communicate it in a way that is respectful towards everyone, and I want to convey the love that I have for everybody that is involved. When I was growing up, I learned about my grandfather's suicide, and my mom shared things with me about the events leading up to and things that happened after my grandfather took his life. And I remember being younger and feeling so close to my grandfather. Something you have to understand is our beliefs in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We believe that we were with our Father in Heaven, our heavenly parents, even Heavenly Mother, before we came to this earth, that we were spirits, that we are spirit sons and daughters of heavenly parents, and that they love us, and we have the opportunity to learn all that we could learn from them before we came to this earth, and that part of this plan of salvation that it is called is to come to this earth and get a body and learn by our own experience to see if we can follow Christ's teachings. And we have families that we can have for eternity, we believe families are meant to be together forever, and these connections that we make, they don't just end after our lives on earth are over, that we continue. I know these things to be true, that we have a loving God who's created a beautiful earth for us to progress and grow and learn by our own experiences, the good and the evil in this life. And it's important for our growth to have opposition in all things. And I have definitely felt lots of opposition in my life, but also grace, mercy, and compassion. And I'm so grateful to my Father in Heaven for the lessons and the trials, the experiences that I have had that have made me strong and have strengthened my faith. I know that Jesus Christ is my Savior and that He has been carrying me throughout my life, even when I haven't felt God's love or His love because of the past experiences that I have had. I know that they are there. I know that they're real. I'm not here to tell people how to live their life. This podcast is to share pains, trials, and just difficult things that people have gone through and how we can overcome these trials and the lessons that we've learned. In the future, I'm going to be interviewing people and letting them share their stories with you. It's something I feel really passionate about, that people have a story. What is your story? What is your narrative? Something that I came across the other day was define or refine. Are we going to let our struggles and challenges define who we are? Is that who we are? Am I anxiety? Am I depression? Am I PTSD? Am I all these bad things that have happened to me? Or have I been refined by these experiences? I know that the Lord can make beauty from ashes. I am living proof of that. I believe that. Like I said, growing up, I felt a closeness to my grandfather, Paul, and also a pain within my heart, wondering why he took his life, understanding how painful his life was, and trying to figure out, you know, what happened? Why did he do that? Some things that I learned from my mom were that, I mean, he was an incredible artist. He also helped her when she was first married and had a young infant. My older sister was a baby, and he would come over and help her vacuum the floor, hold my sister. And some of the things that he did with my mom and for my mom were things that he wouldn't do within his own family. And it was, back in, that was in the 70s. I was born in 1976. And I know you know, things are a little different back then, and maybe a little the same, but in my grandfather's family, boys, they did the hard work. They did work outside, and the women did, you know, the inside work, which meant my grandmother did the women's work in the kitchen and in the house. And my grandmother had four boys. She didn't have any girls. I'm just thinking about that right now, you know. So everything was on her to do within the home. I just think it's really interesting as my mom shared that, and I even talking with her and my uncles and my dad about a week and a half ago, almost 2 weeks, that he would come and talk with her, and this was towards the end of his life. And there's so many thoughts and feelings that have been going through my mind as I've been contemplating what to share. I had such hurt that nobody would talk about my grandfather. And I wondered, who was he? Like, he was more than how he died. He was more than this suicide that is looming over our family. Suicide affects, I feel, affects generation to generation. And I don't know all the things that were going through my grandfather's mind, but these are some things that I have understood and gathered, and in my small understanding, I'm gonna try to convey that. He served in the military. I don't know what his job was exactly. My uncles shared a little bit of what they knew. One of my the youngest boy, my uncle, was 11 when his father left this earth. I can't even wrap my head around that. Just how that would be. He shared with me how difficult that was when he had to go to school and he was that kid who's father took his life. I can't even imagine that. You just want to be a kid, and you have, you know, he said that his mom filled that hole, that she was a great mom to him. I love my grandma so much. She has passed, and I felt her pain. She told me that she missed him every single day. And at that point, I probably was a teenager or somewhere around 12 or 13. I'm not quite sure when I talked with, how old I was when I talked with my grandma. I said, there's a point in my life, I really believe that I have a guardian angel. I still do to this day. And I wondered if this closeness that I felt to my grandfather, if it was that he was my guardian angel. Felt really strongly about that back then. And so I talked to my grandmother about that. I used to spend the night at her house. This was kind of a treat for me and my siblings to take turns and just by ourselves spend the night at my grandma's. I just loved it. She used to make the most wonderful pancakes. She would put the oil in there, make the oil hot, and it would make the edges of the pancake crispy. Oh my gosh, I can just taste it now. That was just something that I really enjoyed and loved that my grandma did for us. And I remember one particular time being there, and I said, "Grandma, like, I feel like Grandpa is my guardian angel." And she proceeded to say, "Well, if you feel that way, let me tell you about him." I'm not quite sure if I'm ready to share the things that she said, but I can convey that she, well, I can share some things. She said that he struggled. He was up and down. I knew that he was diagnosed with manic depression, that he struggled with that. I think we'd probably call that bipolar now. And so a lot of times when he was up, he, up meaning happy and perhaps manic, that he would be out socializing and drinking and going to the bars, and that, you know, it was my understanding that everybody liked him. He was very sociable, very likable when he was up, and then when he was down, he was on the couch, depressed and not doing much. And my grandmother conveyed to me some not good things that he did, and when he was raging. I don't know all that happened, but she did share with me, and it was a surprising what she said about my grandfather. It was scary. And so here I am thinking, I feel like I know my grandfather, and I've never met him on this earth. So that's why I mentioned, you know, we believe that we were in heaven. We were with Heavenly Father before we came here. I truly believe that I know my grandfather, that I've probably known, like, all of my family, because we're family. I believe that our families were in groups before. They're grouped now. These are eternal, that families are eternal. I don't know all the details. I don't know. Some of these things are just my beliefs, whether I was taught them within the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or I have an understanding that the Lord has given me. It could be considered the gospel of Gretchen Carrasco right now, but these are just some of my thoughts and feelings and understanding that I feel connected to my grandfather. Do I understand it all? No. Do I want to understand it all? Heck yeah. So as my grandma shared these really heavy things that my grandfather's character, it was kind of confusing to me, like, whoa, why would I feel like he's my guardian angel when he's like, I'm not even trying to judge here. I'm trying to communicate the thoughts as a child and the confusion around suicide and me trying to find out who my grandfather was, this great, great, deep desire to know him, to learn about him, because this great connection that I felt to him and this, what in the heck, man? Like, why do I feel this connection? And when my grandmother shared those things with me, it's like, whoa. She went through so much. What would it be like to be married to someone who struggled so much and ultimately made the decision that they couldn't take the pain anymore. Wow, the things that I learned took a lot to process, I think, and trying to make sense of what exactly happened with my grandfather. And he had all these talents. My mom told me that he was super intelligent. Just super intelligent, and that he could sit and explain the eyes of a fly and how they worked. And I just wonder about bipolar, I wonder about manic depression and what exactly it does in the mind. I'm not a professional, I just have heard lots of things over the years and how difficult it is for people who have bipolar to take the medication that was prescribed, because there is the highs that feel amazing, but then the lows get so low. And I'm not quite sure at this point, like, the age that he was. I need to figure that out. But I'm pretty sure he was about my age, 46. I'm 45 right now. And I understand that he was prescribed lithium, and that he didn't want to take that medication. I don't know if he tried to take it. I don't know if he took it and didn't like what happened to his body. I don't know that. I have talked now to two of my uncles and my father, so three of the four boys. I have to say how much I love my family, how much I love my uncles, and I'm so grateful to them for taking a lot of time to talk with me recently. We were talking and they were sharing with me their thoughts and some things that they remember, and they asked me if I asked my father his side of the story. And I said, no, I've only learned things from my mom. And they said, well, why don't we just call him now? And I was thinking that my dad probably wouldn't want to talk about this, because in my mind, my understanding and what actually is true, I realized that I still don't know the whole truth. And my understanding was that my grandpa, and I mean, this happened. My grandmother came over to my parents' house the day before my grandfather took his life. And was very worried, very upset, very fearful of how my grandfather was acting. And she came and talked with my mom and dad and wanted my dad to come talk with his father. I believe my dad was about 18 or 19. My dad was 18 or 19. I can't even imagine this happening. having your mom ask you if you could come talk with your father, that he's acting crazy, he's saying weird things. He took all of his clothes and put it into a pile. I don't know all the details, but I just know now how upset my grandma was and how fearful she was. And my dad went and talked with his father. And my grandpa told him that he was just pretty much fed up with how he was feeling. He didn't want to take lithium. He was an artist, and I don't know how much I want to say. And that he explained to my dad that he was going to end his life and that nobody was going to stop him. And my dad's understanding was that, yeah, nobody's going to be able to stop him. If they did stop him, he was going to find another time. No one was going to be able to stop him. I can't imagine having that conversation. My mom told me when I was younger that my dad came home that day. He worked nights, my father, and that he came home and told my mom about the conversation that he had with his father and that he was going to do this. Nobody was going to stop him. He was going to take his life. That he convinced my dad, like, that's what he was going to do. My dad said he had to work and that he needed to go to bed because he needed to get to work. And just talking with my dad recently, I love my dad so much, and I don't want to say anything that would affect our relationship, but it has to be said in order for you to have an understanding of what my experience was. My experience was my dad is an alcoholic. I'm an adult child of an alcoholic, and I love my dad so much. And I watched my dad in my mind. My understanding was that my dad was punishing himself my whole childhood because he didn't stop his dad. I don't know if that's true, even after the conversation that I just had with my dad, because he's struggling so bad right now with his health. I don't want to say so many personal things that about my father's life, but I want to express how much my father's alcoholism affected all of us, our entire family. So, is that the case? Has my father been punishing himself for not being able to stop his own father's suicide? I don't know. But I do know the other side of it. I've experienced depression so deeply that I've wanted to end my life
I never had a plan. I never had a weapon. I never had, in my mind, I would never let myself do that. I wouldn't want to do that to my family. And because of what I know, because of what I've been taught, because by the grace of God, I've understood that families are forever, that I love my children. I brought them to this earth. They're sweet, sweet spirits, and I would never want to do that. So the Lord kept me and protected me. Sorry. So then you wonder, I wonder why he allowed this to happen. I'm not the only one that has suffered the effects of suicide within a family, and this is why I'm sharing this. Sorry. Because you're not alone. We're left with the pain. And I really believe that I love my grandpa so much because I know him. And the hurt that I feel is because he could have lived. I could have known him. I could have been taught by him. I could have been by his side, learning how to paint. He could have been a part of our lives. And I do believe that he has been a part of our lives. I don't judge him for the decision that he made. I don't condemn him. I don't believe that he's in hell. I know some people believe that if someone takes their life, that they're just going to hell because it's such a horrible sin. I don't believe that. I don't one bit believe that, and that is not true. I know that my grandfather is loved so much by his creator. I believe that God knows all of our hearts. He knows our minds. He knows. He knows what we go through, and he cares. I believe in a loving God. People might ask, yeah, like I did, why did he allow that to happen? Because we have agency, what we like to call choice, freedom of choice. And I believe also that my grandfather was not in his right mind. I have pondered these things for years and years, and by my own experience, what I understand. What it would take for somebody to take their own life. They're not okay. They have a mental illness. And does that make them a horrible person? Did they do that to themselves? Did they cause the mental illness? No, there's so much stigma and shame around mental illness and judgment of people and their choices. There's so much. There's just so much that I want to relate and explain, and I don't know if I've been able to do that. But the love that I have for my grandmother, the love that I have for my grandfather, the love that I have for my mom, the love that I have for my father and my brothers and sisters, and this experience. One thing that I am so grateful to be able to understand is that my grandmother and grandfather live on. They exist. Their spirits are learning whatever our Father in Heaven wants them to be learning. And if there was a period of time that my grandfather had to understand what that choice has done, I know they see us. They're a part of our life. I feel close to my grandmother at certain times very strongly. And like I said, throughout my life, I have felt my grandfather close. I look forward to the day that I will be reunited with them again, and that I will have a greater understanding of things. If you have lost someone to suicide, understand that you will be able to see them again. And it is through the gospel of Jesus Christ that makes these things possible. And I haven't spoke much about my religious beliefs or my spirituality. And sometimes I don't do a really good job of communicating the things that I believe. But very strongly, deep within my soul, I know that these things are true. That we do have a loving Father in Heaven and a Mother in Heaven and a Savior, Jesus Christ, who paid the price. He knows our sorrows. He knows our grief. He knows our pain. And He knows how to comfort us. These experiences are for a purpose. Not that I'm ever saying that it was God's will for anybody to take their life. Like I said, the Lord can make beauty from ashes. Find people who have experienced what you've experienced. Reach out. There are people to find that understand what you're going through. I definitely will be talking more and sharing my thoughts. I just really wanted to express these feelings as World Mental Health Day was yesterday, because these things need to be talked about. I was getting so frustrated as a child and a teenager that why won't anybody talk about my grandfather? And I came to understand that because it hurts. Because it's so uncomfortable. Do we even know how to express our feelings about something like this? I went to a funeral of a beautiful young woman whose life ended with suicide. And the understanding of that was expressed from her mother, I was just in awe of what she shared. And I remember she spoke about judgment and how we just don't know. We don't know what people are going through, and we don't know why. And she didn't know why her daughter took her life. And I just really feel that we need less judgment of people and spend more time loving people than judging. And by no means am I saying I know exactly how to do this and that I do it 100%, but that is my desire, to choose to love people regardless of whether I understand them completely. I'll never understand anybody completely, because I don't even understand myself completely. But I do know that we have a Savior, and we have heavenly parents that understand us completely. God created us. He knows our minds. Like I said earlier, He knows our hearts. And I just hope and pray that before my life is over, before God takes me home, that I can do what He has called me to do. And that is to love my family and love myself and try to love my brothers and sisters on this earth. And to understand how much we are all loved. And I hope that I can be able to give that love to those who really, really are in need of it. This is the Grace Undeserved podcast. Thank you so much for listening. God bless, my friends.